This is Fragmented, an Android developer podcast where we talk about building good software and becoming better Android developers. Welcome to episode number 9. This is the special Google I.O. 2015 episode. In this episode, Kaushik makes the trek to Google I.O. and chats with various Android developers about their favorite part of Google I.O. I was not able to make it, but Kaushik was able to interview some of the top developers in the industry, and I'll tell you what, this is a great episode. I really wish I was there to join him. I know he had a great time chatting and interacting with everyone. Before we get into the show, I do want to apologize for the background noise in this episode. This was recorded live at Google I.O., and you're getting the full effect of the recording, background noises and all. I'll let Kaushik take it from here.
This is Kaushik reporting live from Google I.O. 2015. The keynote was amazing, but what we're going to do now is talk to a couple of developers, and I think that's going to be even more amazing. So stay tuned, and let's go ahead and meet a couple of developers.
I'm Dan Liu. I work at Trello, and I'm an Android developer.
So we're going to be talking about a topic now that we have never discussed with you before. So let's start talking about Rx Java. Okay. Okay, so what is the most exciting announcement that you basically heard at I.O. today?
Definitely the granular permissions the upcoming M release.
Okay.
I think that's something everyone's been wanting for a long time.
Right.
And there are so many times where we've wanted to add a feature to an app as kind of an optional dependency, but we didn't want to scare users away with these with these creepy permissions. And now we can, you know, suppose you want to autofill some data in a booking form. We didn't want to scare people away by asking for contact information. But now in context, when we ask for it, it'll make a lot more sense.
So a lot of, like, the trouble, like, I remember, like, Uber had this problem at some point, right? There was a blog post where they're like, oh, my God, Uber's, like, asking all these permissions. And then Uber's like, hey, you're asking it for a reason, and this is why. A lot of that now just, like following the iOS model, I guess. Like, it helps with that a lot.
Yeah, it just helps a lot with user trust.
Okay.
And that's very important, obviously.
On the flip side, what is one announcement that you would have liked for them to have announced, but they didn't?
Nothing really, actually.
Okay.
I tend to my wife gets very angry at me because she will want to know what I think is going to happen in the movie, and I just don't really speculate. I just like to sit back and see what happens. So.
Okay. And yeah, most of the things are like, is there like any like super pressing pain point at this that you feel that Google needs to solve, and like, or like in the Android platform specifically, or?
I would say, it sounds like they've been working on it, but just the whole notification and volume settings.
Interesting, yeah.
And that one is just, it's such a pain point for a lot of people that it's not major, but it's big enough deal that a lot of people complain to me about it, and I think it'd be good if they polished that off.
Especially with the Lollipop update, like, it was, like, super cryptic, right? Like, I mean, it was hard to, like, sort of, like, they tried to be intelligent, but actually it was, like, not so, like, intuitive to begin with, right?
Yeah, I even wrote a blog post about it, because I had to run, like, experiments.
Yeah.
I, like, spent a day experimenting with how notifications worked exactly to come up with the conclusions I did, and that really shouldn't be the case.
Yeah.
Especially when previous versions of Android, it just seemed to make intuitive sense.
Yeah. So here's a little different question. So assuming Google pushed out like this hypothetical update where it's called a deserted island update, where you're allowed to install only 3 applications on your phone, which 3 applications would you pick and why?
Well, supposing I had Wi-Fi access, I would probably install an RSS reader.
Okay.
So like the one I'm using right now is GReader.
Man, you really your RSS, don't
you? I love RSS, so okay. I would do that so I can keep up on the news.
Okay.
I would probably install, what is it called now? The app recently changed its name, Relay for Reddit.
Oh, yes.
So I use Reddit a lot. And I'd probably install Pocket Cast so I could listen to the podcast. So I'd be covering a lot of the bases in terms of what content, just basically all media consumption apps, so I wouldn't get bored on this desert island.
Yeah.
That has amazing Wi-Fi.
Yeah, for sure. You're building a new app from scratch, right? Like a totally greenfield app. You're allowed to pull only 3 dependencies in your app. Which 3 dependencies would you pick?
Does support library in those count as a dependency?
Well, no, let's say you have the support library. That comes for free.
Is Acrobat come for free?
Interesting. Let's say no.
I would have to pull an app compat, I think, at this point.
Okay.
So that would be number 1.
Okay.
Oh, geez. I guess I'd probably pull in Dagger as number 2.
Okay.
Just because that that helps so much in just organizing the way I'm working with things. And I feel somewhat obligated to say RxJava for number three.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'm going to invalidate the whole previous podcast where I went on and on and on about it.
Good call with that. Good call with that.
Although, really, probably more like OKHTTP, because I don't want to have to deal with all the HTTP madness.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, I can reproduce the observable pattern on my own, but okay. I don't want to have to re-implement HTTP.
Ooh, yeah, that doesn't sound like fun at all. Okay, cool. So, having fun at I.O., who's, like, did you meet any cool person or, yeah, people?
I met a whole bunch of cool people, actually. Okay. I don't want to single any one person out.
Okay.
I guess it's been fun meeting people from way far away in the world.
Nice.
So, like, the Pocket Cast people are here, and Chris Lacey is here, too. And so it's been fun meeting them because it's a 16-hour flight or something, so it's great that they made it out to this.
And most conversations with them have always just been virtual. It's nice to actually meet them in person.
Yeah, this year has been great because I feel like I know a lot more people in the community now, and so it's been very fun just meeting up with everyone.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Dan, so last random question here. Are you a dark or light theme person?
Light theme.
All right. I feared like most people would say dark theme because like I've switched to a light theme and I really like it now. Okay, so that's good.
Well, this sort of goes along with my like complete laziness and it turns my IE.
Oh yeah,
light theme happens to be the default, and so I've just through necessity I've learned to like the light theme.
So if they switch to Darkula, you'll just like switch.
Probably just would stick with that too.
You're amazing. I love how lazy you are about your development environment.
Yeah, it probably doesn't help me out at all, but yeah.
How do people get in touch with you, Dan?
I think the easiest way would be on Twitter. And my Twitter handle is DanLew42. That's a DanLew42.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much, Dan. Hope you enjoy the rest of I.O.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks.
Hey, my name's Ty Smith. I work on the Fabric team at Twitter. I have recently open sourced a lot of the Twitter SDKs, and I spend a lot of time helping build out our platform to make great developer tools.
Awesome. Congratulations on that. I know you guys have like been kicking major, but recently the Twitter team has like been doing amazing things.
Thank you. It's all the thanks goes to the team. I work with a lot of great people.
Amazing, amazing. All right. So what was the most exciting announcement that you thought was made at I.O. this time?
So I'm pretty excited about the dynamic permission models.
Right.
That's definitely plagued a lot of users for a long time.
Right.
And it plagues developers as well, but there's very different concerns there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously they called it out in the keynote, but if you add a new permission after you've launched, it screws up your auto updates.
Mm-hmm.
Users see that and they get scared. They say, why does your app need to modify my USB storage?
Mm-hmm.
They don't really understand the ramifications of that, and it's hard to explain.
Right.
So I'm pretty excited to see that. I haven't yet got to play with it, so it'll be interesting to see how older apps behave in that model,
mm-hmm.
How we wait and throw that dialogue, and how much of that is automated and how much of that takes a little bit of backporting.
Yeah, they gave like a blanket sort of statement saying like, hey, you better make sure it works.
Yeah.
But yeah, like how, yeah, they're like, I can already think of like 100 edge cases that
exactly.
You
I mean,
would have
there's
like
going
to
be a lot of places where you need to asynchronously like
right.
wait for that response and then like figure out how you move forward.
Exactly.
So there'll be that's especially exciting for doing SDK development
right.
because there's a lot of things we do in like the Fabric SDKs where say if you have access network state as a permission, we will check if you if we can hit the server before we try to upload a crash from Crashlytics,
right,
for example.
Right.
But if that's not granted, we have to have just a graceful fallback.
Oh, yeah,
and that is always, it's always true, right? Because
right.
we have to try regardless.
Right, right.
And you could be, not in a great network state
right.
or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just be wasted, bringing up the cell, trying to go after the radio tower.
Yeah.
So it'll be nice that using the SDKs, we can just have it prompt the user like, hey, this is trying to use access network state or whatever the related one is. I know they're grouping those now.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to see exactly how that plays out, but I'm excited to play with it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you think there was any like announcement that you were hoping would be made at I.O. but wasn't made?
One thing that's kind of been a topic of conversation lately is an annoyance in detecting if the keyboard is up.
Oh, yeah.
And I was talking with a few friends, and
it's a deceptively, actually, I mean, it seems like a simple problem, but
right?
Yeah, for sure. It's like,
It's like you have to measure if, like, your entire, like, view tree changed,
right.
and, like, is it, like, a certain amount that you make a guesstimation if
right.
the keyboard has shown and you've resized or you've panned?
Especially if you're looking for, like, a foolproof solution, right?
Yeah.
Versus just something like, oh, I'm going to try to hide the keyboard. If it hides, that's great.
And I could see how it could be complicated with, like, the keyboard API and having the third-party keyboards.
Right.
However, like having some, you know, introducing some new interfaces that were forced to be used, yeah. things like how iOS has keyboard did show.
Right.
I think that would simplify a lot.
Yeah. Because, yeah, obviously, if anyone can make this problem specifically simpler, it's, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's minor,
yeah.
but it's like, been an annoyance of every,
right.
of a lot of Android developers. So. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so here's a little different question. If Google shipped, like, an update where basically they're like, hey, you can only install three apps, like a deserted island sort of update, what are, like, three apps that you would pick? Like, what are the three most important apps that you feel that you should really have installed on your phone?
Okay, so I want to clarify the question. Okay. Am I on a deserted island, or do I have a phone that can only have three apps installed?
That is a good question. I left that intentionally vague.
Let's assume that I'm on a deserted island
okay.
with somehow free Wi-Fi.
Nice.
This is nice.
Yeah, okay.
This is nice.
Unlimited desert Wi-Fi, yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Well, I definitely want to keep up with the world that's going on, right?
Okay.
So definitely something like Twitter.
Right.
Maybe Reddit, but we'll stick with Twitter for now.
Okay.
You know,
no bias there.
Yeah, I definitely want something for entertainment.
Yeah.
Like Google Play Movies, probably.
Okay.
You know, we get TV shows, we get movies in that. Okay. If we have unlimited Wi-Fi, we'll assume there's an unlimited budget that
right.
we can use for purchasing that stuff as well.
Because why not?
And let's see. What would a great third one be? You know, I'll say Twitter, Reddit, and Google Play Movies.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so here's like a little more developer-focused one. So assuming you're building like a brand new application and you're allowed to pull only three dependencies, what three dependencies would you pull?
Okay.
Let's say like, yeah, the support library, all that is like in. Like you get that for free.
Perfect. Well, the first one I would use that I use in pretty much every project that I get the opportunity to use is Dagger.
Okay.
It helps architect apps in a way that I'm much more comfortable with. It helps
right.
build testable code. That helps you decouple and really help when you inject dependencies, create single responsibility classes that get all their dependencies up front that you can then mock and test. And so that definitely is one of them.
Okay.
That helps really set the stage for building a maintainable code base moving forward. On top of that, I think that it's important to actually have testing code.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely need to use Mockito.
Okay. Yeah.
Or another similar PowerMock or whatever.
Right,
I'm not
dead
set on that.
Okay.
But something so that we can mock and test.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that's not provided by the system, but
right.
we could take advantage of that. Then from a more consumer perspective, you know, you're not really going to build an app these days that doesn't have some sort of web component sitting
right.
in REST API.
Mm-hmm.
I've really come to rely on using Retrofit for really clean interfaces.
Nice.
It's a really nice way of using... you know, hitting these REST APIs and consuming these JSON blobs down into POJOs or, you know, XML or whatever your converter
mm-hmm.
is.
Okay.
It's cheating a little bit because Retrofit depends on OKHTTP and JSON. And
yeah.
Like, I just got a few for free.
Yeah,
so I'm completely okay with
it. Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
okay with that.
That's a good loophole. If there was one thing you could change about Android now, what would that be?
If there's one thing I could change, some of the most annoying parts of working with Android... are around a few different types of APIs.
Okay.
So a lot of times I hear people talk about fragmentation.
Right.
But when people talk about fragmentation, it's usually not an Android developer talking about fragmentation.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because
the tools are good enough most of the time.
Very true.
And if you think about the perspective from doing layouts of like how maybe responsive web would be done, where you have, you know, not one pixel-perfect layout, but
right.
you have many that scale and,
right.
and look different, then it's not really a big deal.
Right.
Until you come to like a couple different pieces of the
mm-hmm.
API. And most of that's around like the camera and the media playback.
Yeah.
What the manufacturers do is, you know, they oftentimes they have to go through this certification program with
mm-hmm.
Google before they get the Google apps loaded on
right.
the phone. Samsung and all these guys do this. And they will provide a lot of the APIs that like the Camera API or the Camera 2 API
mm-hmm.
require, but they won't declare that in their sheets that are going out to Google for the certification. So they don't go through the full certifications test suite for the cameras.
Oh, interesting.
It's kind of a loophole that the manufacturers have been using for a little while.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so what you end up getting is you get something that looks like it would work,
right.
but they don't always respect those APIs
right.
exactly.
It would either work like a little differently or not work at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, and that breaks expectations.
Right.
And so then you have all these edge case devices.
Yeah.
You know, another problem would be with the media playback as
yeah,
well.
Sure.
know, different codecs on different
yeah.
devices.
Oh, geez, yeah.
For both audio and video, those are really painful across.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be very ecstatic if Google could tighten down their grips a little bit on some of the manufacturers when it comes to the certification process for
mm-hmm.
preloading the Google apps on it
right.
to get some of that in order for okay. developers to use.
Perfect. Makes sense. Okay, so more a little more on iOS stuff. Like, what's the craziest thing that you've either done or heard at I/O? Because you're a veteran at this point.
Oh, so in all of the iOS?
Oh yeah, yeah, any of the iOS.
Oh, you know, a couple years ago they had the big game of Labyrinth.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
If you remember that one,
uh-huh.
And they had people lined up playing it all day, and I played that game probably 15 or 20 times, like waited to line a bunch to like really try to nail it.
Right.
And it was like on the very last day, almost near the end, I got it.
Sweet.
And I was ecstatic, and it was so goofy.
Yeah.
But it was right when they introduced the 80K.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it was like the little Arduino integrations, right, and they were just showing it off with the super gimmicky thing.
Right.
And it was a lot of fun. Like, it was
nice.
This great interactive game. It really showed like how to bring personality into the type of like DIY hacking projects that a lot of us like to work on.
Yeah, nice. Okay, last random question. Are you a dark or a light theme person?
It really varies.
Okay.
So it depends on the type of content that I'm consuming.
Oh, so do you switch like your themes in Android Studio as like depending on like...
Oh, so for apps or for Studio?
Oh, yeah, no. For Android Studio,
oh,
when
okay,
you code
perfect.
Up, like dark or light themes?
Dark.
Always
yep.
dark?
Yep.
You're settled? Okay, interesting.
Yep, always.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much for your time, Ty. How do people get in touch with you? Like, what's the best way they can consume like the content that you keep releasing?
The best way is to follow me on Twitter. My handle's @tsmith.
Okay.
And I'm pretty active there, so follow me and I'll link off to everything else.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.
I'm Eric Cochran. I work at IFT, which is short for If This Then That, and I build our 4 Android apps, the IF app and 3 Do apps.
Amazing. Eric, so what's like the most amazing announcement that you heard today at Google I/O?
I think the design support library is going to be huge, especially for us. Going to remove a lot of our kind of hacky code.
Okay, so just like in terms of consistency, getting more consistency across like the
definitely apps. More consistent. Yes.
Okay. Sweet. Okay, so what's one announcement that you thought could have been made by Google at I/O, but they basically didn't?
I was really hoping for a new Nexus 7.
okay.
Yeah, the Nexus 7 line has been pretty solid, and now it's been like a year and a half without a Nexus 7.
Okay. The Nexus 9 not too enticing?
I mean, I don't know. It's like 6 months old now, and I don't think it's gotten like the rave respect that the Nexus 7 line has gotten.
Right. Makes sense. Okay. So this is like a random question, right? So if Google shipped like this deserted island update where essentially you're allowed to install only 3 apps on your phone, what 3 apps do you think are the most important ones that you would want to like install?
I would install Google Music,
okay,
Link Bubble,
mm-hmm,
and Stack Exchange.
Oh, nice. Okay. That makes sense. A little more developer focus. So if you're building like this new app from scratch and you're allowed only 3 dependencies like in your app,
mm-hmm,
the app compat, the support stuff, you get all that for free.
Oh, okay, not including those. All right,
yeah. Only 3 dependencies, like third-party library dependencies. Which 3 ones would you pull?
Okay, shoot. I was thinking app compat and recycler view. I would use OKHTTP,
mm-hmm,
Auto, and Mortar and Flow.
Yeah, makes sense. I like that mm-hmm choice. You're not a Fragments person.
I actually am, but I've been... I think, so the Fragment Manager gives a lot of functionality
mm-hmm
that I think a lot of people just don't need in their apps. So I think Mortar and Flow more simplifies just maintaining view state rather than an entire Fragment Manager.
Makes sense. Cool. So if there was one thing that you could change about Android in general, what would it be?
I would have a giant lint flag when somebody puts in a config change into the manifest.
Okay.
I run into too many open source projects that have config change hacks instead of reinstating the state.
What's the craziest thing that you've done or heard at any I/O, not just this one? Is there, like, any crazy thing that you've heard being done or you have done at, like, an I/O?
Well, skydiving. I mean, nobody's really going to take the cake over that.
right.
Yeah.
Okay, last random question. So in Android Studio, are you, like, a dark or a light theme person?
Dark.
Dark?
Definitely the Dracula theme.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, thank you so much for
your time,
Eric. So if people want to reach out to you, like see the stuff that you've put out, like where's the best place that you can get all that?
Yeah, definitely reach out to me on GitHub and on Google Plus.
What's your handle?
Oh, yeah. My handle is Nightly Nexus.
Okay.
And I'm very active on Google Plus too, so definitely find me there.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm Cyril Moutier, so I'm a software engineer at Captain Train, a company based in Paris, which basically sells train tickets. But what I'm doing there is to take care of the Android application, so on the mobile, on tablets, and also on Android Wear. And we are trying to go beyond just selling train tickets on mobile because we can improve the travel experience, basically. Mm-hmm. And that's what I do there, is just to improve this travel experience. So this is what I do on a professional side, but on a personal side, I'm also quite, let's say, active. I try to be active on the community by sharing my experience on Android using my blog on cyrilmoutier.com or using social networks such as Twitter or Google Plus.
Excellent. Okay, what was the most exciting announcement that you heard today at Google I.O.?
I think it's going to be weird for you because I don't think that the most exciting announcement for me was Android M. It was actually Google Photo. Yeah, because I think Google Photo was really a wow effect. When they announced that you can search with textual queries on your pictures, that you can browse your pictures that easily, and when also they announced that you could upload your photos with no limits, this was really awesome for me. So I would say that this was the most exciting announcement for me.
I can't wait for the update as well. And it's like it's coming pretty soon, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be available.
On the on my Android Wear device, I already have it, so you can download
fantastic.
It. And
I've
tried it out like 2 seconds, and it was really great.
Yeah.
What I love
about that is also like you don't have to manually do any edits; like automatically,
it
does. Like it uses like it's like natural language processing or whatever. Like the intelligence to sort of like group your photos.
Yeah,
that's amazing. I don't like. Yeah, I hate going back to like and tagging like photos.
Yeah, me
that's
too.
Like,
I definitely have to try it out more, but I think it's a great, great app.
Fantastic. Okay, so what was, like, along those same lines, right, what was one announcement you thought Google should have made or, like, could have made but didn't? Like, one you were hoping for, like, that would be made at Google I.O. but was not made?
Okay, so I was hoping for a lot of things, but I would say that, I think the most important announcement that I was expecting was a change regarding the language we use to program on Android.
Right.
And so I think that I would love to have seen Dart.
Oh yeah.
But I'm not sure that this is the way Google is thinking right now.
Right.
So I would have expected something like Java 8 or something. Nothing has been announced. So I'm a little bit disappointed about this.
Okay. So here's like a different question. This is like so our listeners get a good idea about like you and like the kind of apps that you use.
Yep.
Assuming Google shipped like an update where they say, okay, now on your Android phone, you are allowed to install only 3 applications, right? Like a deserted island sort of update. What 3 apps would you pick?
Well, that's a tricky question because it looks like a very hard limit, like harder than the the method count limit in the text format.
Right.
So basically, I would say that I would keep only Gmail, of course, because I'm using emails a lot.
Okay.
I would also love to keep Pocket Cast because I really love podcast, but I think the app is really, really great, especially when you look at the design and how material it is. And of course, because I travel a lot, I would keep Captain Train, of course, because I need to book for my for my tickets and also to know when I have to go to the station, the railway station and stuff like
that. Is Captain Train coming to America?
It's not in our plans for now. We're trying to expand in Europe.
Right.
And the thing is, I think a train is not really famous in America, so that's why we're not focusing United States.
I don't like. I mean, obviously, I've not used the app like for purchasing, but like I do it just because I've seen some of your updates and blog posts, and it's a fantastic app. So excellent job.
But the thing is, if you don't purchase, unfortunately, you can't see where the app is going. For instance, the travel experience I think is really great.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Especially when you're using your Android Wear device in addition to your mobile phones.
So assuming you were starting like a new app from scratch, right? Like you're building this new Android app and you're allowed only three dependencies. You can pull only three dependencies.
Okay.
Which three dependencies would you pull?
Well, first, I think I would use JSON from Google,
Library,
to decode JSON. Mm-hmm. I'm really a huge fan of Retrofit from Square,
right?
Because I think it abstracts, you know, the layer, the network layer, really great. Well, it depends on what kind of application you're using. But for instance, if you're developing, you're developing an application that requires a lot of image downloads, then I would probably use a library for that, such as Glide, Picasso, or something like that. Yeah.
All right. If Google came to you and said, okay, you're allowed to change one thing in Android, okay?
Like, yeah.
Hey, Cyril, change this one thing in Android. What would you pick to change?
Tricky question. I think I would think about the back stack and the ancient flags like clear on top and stuff like that, because this is awful. Yeah, really. I hate that. And unfortunately, and especially also the back and up buttons. Yeah, I think nobody understands that. No developers understand that, and that's even worse for users.
Yeah.
So I would definitely try to improve that.
Makes sense. Going back to Google I/O, did you meet any cool people here? Like, who are the coolest people you've met so far here at I/O?
Everybody. Oh. Well, no, that's a great point. Yeah, when you're coming to, I'm not coming to San Francisco a lot, so whenever I'm coming here, it's always a pleasure to meet everybody and talk to people and try to understand what people are doing and where Google is going. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there is one person on top of everybody. I really love to talk to everybody. Yeah.
Nice answer. Diplomatic answer.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to come back and
I could say I like to talk to you. Only to you. Yeah.
Excellent. Even better answer. Okay. So this is not your first I/O, right? You've been
I think it's my third or fourth. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. So what's the craziest thing that you've seen at I/O?
My first I/O, I think, because I was a newbie with I/O, and because Sergey jumped from a plane.
This
edition where they introduced the Google Glasses.
Right.
So I'm not a huge fan of Google Glass.
Okay.
But I was really wow when he jumped from the plane.
It was
and showcased sort of thing, showcased the Google Glasses at this time.
Cool. Okay, and last question. So you use Android Studio, right?
Yeah.
Are you a dark theme or a light theme person?
I'm a dark theme.
Dark theme? Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Cool, I thought it was a question about are you using...
Oh, in the app?
In the app. Yeah. Well, I'm more in light in the app, but when I'm using Android Studio, I'm using the dark theme.
Excellent. So additional answer for our listeners. Always a pleasure to talk to you. If our listeners want to reach out to you, or if they want to follow the great stuff that you're putting up online, what are some places they can do that?
Well, they can contact me on Twitter, at Cyril Mottier, or using my... Well, there is a about page on my website, cyrilmottier.com, where they can find my email address, basically.
Okay.
And I'm always happy to answer questions.
Excellent. Fantastic. It's so great meeting you in person. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a good I/O.
And thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, I'm Philip Simpson. You might have heard of me before. I think I was on the last podcast, maybe.
Okay.
Before. So I'm the co-founder at Shifty Jelly, which we do Pocket Casts, and I'm also an Android developer.
Sweet.
Yeah, and I'm Russell, also from Shifty Jelly, but Kaushik has not invited me on his podcast. So you only get to hear me here.
Well, I mean, the next podcast, I mean, you're
Of course.
Okay, so what was the most exciting announcement that you guys heard today at I/O?
I think for me, it was a pretty lame one. It was the permissions thing. I've been wanting that for so long. I've been hassling so many Google engineers about it, and they kept telling me it's coming, and now it's finally here. So I want to be able to install Facebook and just turn off almost every single permission. It's the best.
Yeah.
I think for me, it was the design support library. Like, we've been doing kind of custom components ourselves, and just to be able to, for Google to do it for us and do it the right way, probably.
Yeah.
It's brilliant to have that.
So what was one announcement that you thought, or you were hoping would get announced at I/O, but wasn't?
I thought maybe something like Oculus Rift, like VR, headset thing. But no, unfortunately not. They kept hyping it up, and I thought, right at the end, they're going to announce it.
You're not happy with the cardboard? I mean, it's amazing.
Well, it's advanced cardboard. It's slightly bigger cardboard. No.
Yeah.
Just more immersive, maybe. VR would be good, where you could maybe walk around. That would be great. But no, just another cardboard.
Yeah.
I think I typed out myself, so I was excited for something that didn't come out.
Fair enough.
I think mine's actually the same. So Philip and I, for those that were at IO, at the very start, they had all this 3D like video, and they had things, you know, they had this immersive like surround screen. We're like, oh, they're going to announce
some really
fancy headset or something like, you know, like HoloLens or something like that. Mm-hmm. And in the end, yeah, it was cardboard version 2. I'm like,
I know, like, you know, when, as we entered in, there was also like the trials for like full, like there was like a full on like VR set that looked like very similar to like an Oculus thing. I was like, oh yeah, this time like it's an upgrade. Like, no more cardboard. They're like, no, you get cardboard 2.0. That's it.
Not only that, but I hate to sound precious, but like you get free like cool giveaways at IO, and I'm like, yes, free goodies. And I'm sitting there and I'm like thinking like, yeah, headset of some kind. This is gonna be amazing. I'll take it back to the office, show it to everyone. And they also just gave us cardboard. I'm like, oh.
They did give us a Nexus 9, but
yeah, okay. I didn't find that until later though.
Which is good if you haven't got one, but if you've got one already, it's not so good.
Now you sound like a precious.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, man. It's for free. Yeah,
I've got a Nexus 9.
Can I have an S6 or something instead?
Fair enough. So here's like, this is to get to know like the kind of apps that you guys use. Assuming Google sort of like shipped this crazy update where they said like, okay, you're now allowed only 3 apps on your phone. Which 3 apps would you pick?
I think Slack would have to be one of them.
Uh-huh.
Falcon Pro is another one.
Oh, okay.
And what other one would I have? I don't know. Pocket Casts?
What's that?
Have you heard of them?
Oh, I don't know.
No, it's quite a good app.
You
should
try. It's a good name, though. I mean, yeah, you never.
I was going to pick those exact same 3 apps, and now they're going to pick slightly different. So I would honestly install Pocket Cast first, and if Pocket Cast didn't exist, I'd just find some other kind of podcast player. Can't live without those. So am I allowed Google apps? Like, is Inbox already there?
Inbox is
all right.
Well.
So yeah. I would install Inbox because I just love that app in unnatural ways. It's just it's good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Are you guys like stoked about the whole like NLP? Like essentially, they know everything about you.
What was that called? Google on Tap or something?
Oh yeah, Google on Tap.
Yeah. So okay, one more app. I'd probably install Sync Pro. I'm a bit of a closet Reddit reader.
Okay, so assuming you were building like a new app, right? Like a completely new app from scratch. And you were allowed only like 3 dependencies to pull inside this app. Which 3 dependencies, like third-party libraries, would you sort of pull?
I think for a new one, I'd be keen to try Realm. So we haven't used Realm. We've used like SQLite in the past.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that one really interests me. Mm-hmm. Kind of just the speed and the new. In fact, it's a new, something new, and people seem to talk about it quite highly.
Mm-hmm.
Would be one. It's hard now because they've just announced the fact that this is the design support library. Really? So a lot of our libraries were based off that. So,
oh, interesting. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that rules out about 6 of my libraries, I think. Okay. I think I've got to go and change. I'm not sure what else. What else would we have in this?
Picasso,
definitely, yes. Mm-hmm. So from the guys at Square, that's amazing.
Okay.
Just saves you so much work, just loading images and the whole hassle just gets rid of that one. And what other ones do we use?
I don't know. When Phil sets up all our Android projects, I'm not allowed to do that. And then Phil won't let me install any dependencies. They have to go through the Philip filter before they're accepted into the project.
I'm just really cautious in case it kind of anything breaks. And, there's a few retrofits people have been talking about a lot, which seems like a really good one to use. So maybe retrofit, I'd try it as well.
And yeah, the method limit is also another problem, right? That's why you don't want to like, keep adding like libraries left and right. You never know when you're going to hit like...
Pocket Cast only has one main method though, so it's fine.
Play, that's it. So if Google came to you, right, and said, okay, you are granted this one wish. We allow you to change one thing in Android. What is like the one thing that you would change?
Well, I think maybe it's great you can customize like the launcher. So maybe the notification shade, if you could change that so... It wasn't Samsung's one.
Okay.
that would be amazing, just so you could do your own design for it. And maybe even if Google could bring their own one out again, that would be... That's probably one main thing with the OS.
Interesting.
I guess, yeah, maybe just the customizing the whole OS a bit more. Obviously, it's way better than some systems, some platforms. But, yeah, I think that's they're getting to a point now where it doesn't matter what device you buy. Because it used to be if you bought... like a Samsung or HTC, you have to live with whatever's there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting better. I think they could just improve that even more, like with the settings as well, if you could change the settings and how that looked. Because if you use multiple devices, it can be quite confusing to go into the settings on a different device and try and hunt out what you're looking for.
All right, so going back to Google I/O, like, do you meet any cool person or people?
Yeah, we got to shake hands with Matthias Duarte.
Oh, yeah.
That was definitely a highlight.
Okay, got, and
I don't think... Can we bring something physical onto the podcast?
Sure.
Can your listeners hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is like a video podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll post a picture of this. So, like, for the listeners who obviously, like, probably didn't see it, like, there was this session called Material Now. Huh. They got the award from, yeah, the one and only, right? Matias Duarte. So that, I mean... This is amazing. I mean, obviously, everyone knows it's, like, well-deserved, but this is, like, really amazing to get it, like, from him, like, especially, like, the recognition that you guys have been kicking butt and, yeah, well-deserved. Amazing. Congratulations on that.
The fact he was talking about us on stage kind of was amazing. Just made me feel kind of, yeah, proud that we'd actually... But we've obviously spent, like, 6 months doing it, mm-hmm. more trying to get the material design in, stuff in. So for him to talk about it was, yeah, mm-hmm. amazing.
It goes to show, like, how, like, they do recognize good work, right? I mean, I remember even last I.O., you guys, like, were, like, you were featured in, like, in one of the slides, I remember, like, in the keynote slides, right?
Yeah, the, with the Android Auto, it was last year.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they're going to top this next year. We're going to have to get Larry yeah. and on stage or something.
I know. Get them to, like, personally hand over something, yeah.
Maybe like a Lamborghini, just if you're listening, Larry. Lamborghini, please.
Yeah. With Android Auto. Yeah, I know. I can justify that, right? Yeah.
So you guys have been to a couple of IOs at this point, right? What's like the craziest thing that you've seen or heard at IO?
Oh, I reckon the very first IO I came to, the craziest thing was seeing the amount of people with Google Glass. Really? We were standing in the keynote line, there's just glass everywhere. And some of the Google Glass is obviously running out of battery, so there's people with USB cords running from the top of their heads, like into their pockets or into their backpacks.
Wow.
It was like, I felt like I was on some cyborg movie or something.
Maybe in the future.
Not a really pleasant future.
Well, this year it's died off, I think. There's not so many people. I saw maybe not two or three when I was in the queue, so...
There was no mention of like Google Glass at all, right? No, they were like, please forget that product ever existed. Like,
I have a feeling it'll be back someday in some form, but they're probably not going to announce it until like it's ready.
Cardboard 3.
All right, and this is like a last question. So you guys use Android Studio, I presume, like for Android. Do you use like a light theme or a dark theme?
You've got the complete opposites here. Me and Russell...
Yeah, see if you can guess which one uses which.
Interesting. So I don't know. Does Philip use like a light theme?
No, Philip is all about the dark.
All about the dark. Well, so I tried to cheat a little because I remember you like sharing a screenshot or something of your monitor, and I remember seeing a lot of white there. Oh, was that like a placement?
No.
The dark theme.
It's trying to put you off.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard when we go to each other's computers because it'll be like a completely different screen. It's like, what? I can't see like, anything.
I need to wear like some shades or something, man. It's like,
yeah. Phil calls me every screen. I can't read any of the text. I'm like, it's so dark. But, you know, turn it up. I can't see this. I'm getting old. So, yeah, that's a massive division. It could one day be the end of Shifty Jelly.
You know? Right.
what do you use? You're the third person here. This is the decision.
I've got a very diplomatic answer here, but like, it's also like, so I was a dark like theme person for a very long time, but very recently I've switched to a light theme.
So would you say you saw the light?
Yeah, something like that.
There you go. 2-1. It's over.
I'll leave. Fine.
And if any of you got feedback, email cowshik@probablygmail.com.
Nice. Okay, thank you so much, guys. If people want to reach out to you, like they know where to reach out to Philip, but like, why don't you like tell them again?
Yeah, so @GeekyGecko on Twitter, and pocketcast.com is a website.
Okay, sweet. And you, Rusty?
Yeah, so same website and Rusty Shelf on Twitter.
Amazing. Thank you so much, guys. Congratulations again for like a well-deserved award, and hope to see you guys again next IO.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Amanda, Amanda Hill. I work at Venmo on the Android team.
Oh, cool. So, do you listen to the Fragmented podcast?
I haven't yet.
Okay, so the tradition is if you're from, like, any team that does, like, anything related to finance, you give, like, a free coupon, so, like, $100 every listener. So do you have, like, a special coupon for us?
I don't. I apologize. we're not really, I mean, we're a payments app, but we are peer-to-peer, so okay. I could send you money or you could send me money, but that's about it.
No worries. Excellent. So... Amanda, what was like the coolest thing that you like the coolest announcement that you've heard at IO so far?
I really like the data binding. I think that'll clean up, especially our code base, just a lot. I'm hesitant to, you know, kind of remove the controller aspect of model view, but I think for some things that are really static and unchanging, that can just make things really, really cool.
Okay, pretty sweet. Is there like an announcement that you wished was that Google could have made at IO, but hadn't been made?
So we are one of the partners who paired with Google on the fingerprint sensor for
Fantastic.
Venmo.
Okay.
And we were hoping to get announced at the keynote, so I guess that's my kind of sadness. But
Google.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, so here's like a, this is just to get like a better feel of like, you know, like the kind of apps that you use.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming Google shipped this crazy update where like you're allowed only three apps to be installed on your phone, which three apps would you pick?
I think you have to go with an email app, whether it's Inbox or Gmail. I'd probably go with Inbox, just because that's the one I use for my personal, so you definitely need that. I'd have to say Twitter, because that's how I read news and find out about things in the world.
Okay.
And, you know, the last one is tricky, but again, it's probably another communication one, so Slack.
Slack?
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty cool. So, if you were building like this new app like from scratch and you were allowed only three dependencies, right? Like in your project, which three would you pick? Assuming like the support library, all that is like for free.
Gotcha. I'd have to go with RxJava.
Ooh, nice.
Really big.
Good choice.
Yeah, thank you. Really big fan. I would next up probably Retro Lambdas, because that makes RxJava even cleaner. So if I had to write code and I was starting it from scratch, I'd want it to be clean. And then either a testing dependency or an HTTP dependency. So something like Retrofit or something along those lines.
Awesome. Okay. And if Google came to you and said, hey, Amanda, there is, like, we give you this free card. There's one thing that you can change about Android, right? Which one would you pick?
The keyboard.
Oh.
I think the keyboard is the worst thing about Android phones. When you compare it to iOS, the animations for it, it comes in and out randomly. You just have no control over it, and it's awful. It's my least favorite thing.
Have you worked on iOS before?
No.
Okay.
But I had an iPhone in a previous life.
Okay, okay. Because if you said yes, then I had to like cut the video short, and then abort.
No.
Just kidding. What's the craziest thing that you've seen or heard so far at I.O.?
So, I wasn't here yesterday because I was at work, but...
what?
I know. God. But this morning I went to the Pay Talk, and they talked about loyalty rewards. So, it's not quite the craziest thing, but it is a clever addition to, I think, the payments platform that they're building out.
That wasn't, like, fleshed out too much in the keynote.
Yeah, but it's kind of... It's a nice, easy thing, and it's the API is incredibly simple. So if you wanted to add any sort of rewards to any Android Pay scenario, they've taken care of all of it. So.
Nice. Okay, and lastly, and the most important question. When you use Android Studio, do you use, like, a dark theme or a light theme?
I'm light.
What?
I am a white person all the way.
Nice.
My one of my ex-coworkers was dark, and he and I pairing was never easy.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time,
You're
Amanda.
So welcome. Thank you.
If our listeners wanted to, like, get in touch with, like, the stuff that you do, online, website?
My Twitter handle is the best way to reach me. I am Mandy Bess, like Amanda, but Mandy. Bess, B-E-S-S.
Excellent. Thank you so much
for
your time.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Dive. You too.
My name is Dave Smith. I am the Android lead at New Circle, which is a training organization. So I'm responsible for building Android courseware and teaching other Android developers how to get better at what they do.
I watched a couple of your courses and you're amazing.
Thank you.
Thanks
Appreciate
for the
that.
Amazing work you put out.
Thank you.
So Dave, what was like the coolest announcement you thought that they made at I/O this time?
Well, I'm an embedded guy, and my background is electrical engineering and really low-level stuff. So I was really excited that they're starting to get more into the Internet of Things space.
Okay.
And so the concept of what Project Brillo can be, I think, is going to be really cool. I'm sad we didn't get to see more of it.
Right.
But I think, you know, following where they're going to go with that, it's a really cool idea. You know, they're from a communications perspective, they're doing kind of the same thing that Apple did with HomeKit. In fact, if you look at the protocols, which, you know, Google has Weave and Apple has their HomeKit protocol, they're almost identical. I mean, they're doing essentially the same thing there.
Right.
But Google took it to the next level, which I thought was really cool, and that is that they're going to also provide embedded developers with a software stack. So, you know, on the Apple side, they basically say, here's the protocol that our devices will recognize. You go figure out the rest, which is fine. But Google's going to say, you can do that too if you'd like, and our devices will recognize what Weave can do. But if you don't want to get into developing a complete software stack for your embedded system, here's Brillo. And, you know, it's not really Android, but if you're familiar with the Android internals at all, you know, a lot of those things will be familiar to you, so it's not just starting from the ground up. So I think that's going to be really cool.
Nice, makes sense. So were there any announcements that you were hoping Google would make at I/O that they didn't land up making?
Not really.
Okay.
You know, I knew that after Lollipop being such a huge release that I was actually kind of hoping that they wouldn't release too much.
Nice.
And, you know, and kind of, I guess in my mind, assuming that if I just think that way, it won't happen. But so I was very pleased with the announcements and the fact that we got more of a stability sort of cleaning house type release. You know, and of course, the Internet of Things was kind of prefaced ahead of time. So that came right out and I was good with that.
They allowed us to at least like make sure we get some good night's sleep. Like,
yeah, exactly, right? Exactly.
Cool. So, okay, if Google shipped like this crazy update where they said like, okay, there are only three apps, like you're allowed to install only three apps on your phone, which three apps would you pick?
That's a good question. Pocket Casts.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Right. You know, I've relied on that app for years to keep me entertained as I go from place to place, and if I can, if it's the only thing that I have available to me, then I definitely want to keep that. Google Plus, for sure. I am entrenched in that social network, and you know, I work remote, so it's in a lot of cases that's the only social interaction I can get.
Right.
A lot of cases, so I'm a huge Google Plus fan,
okay.
And then Path. You know, I am not a super huge fan of Facebook, and so a number of years ago, I was able to get all my family members to kind of move away from there and into you going to Path,
okay.
Because it's much simpler for them and all that, and I really love the design and stuff that they've done, so I would have to keep that there just so I can stay connected.
Makes sense. If Google came to you and said, like, hey, Dave, you're allowed to change one thing in Android, what would you go and change?
I think it would be the delineation between what is Android and what is Google.
Interesting.
In a lot of cases, I can see why they do things the way they do. You know, there was when Google Play Services first came around, there was a bit of an uproar around, you know, what are they putting open source in the platform versus keeping sort of closed source for themselves? And I mean, it made perfect sense because anything they're doing is tied to their servers, their APIs, their services, all that stuff. So I understand the reasoning for it. But at the same time, I spend a lot of time on the Android embedded side and working with people who are responsible for putting Android in not phones or tablets or just porting Android. And anything that I can get from them in terms of, we're going to put this in the core system where it's open source, where anybody can use it, even if this device has nothing to do with a phone or tablet or any mobile device of any kind that would have Google services on it. So it's more of it's a wish that I know will never come true because there are business reasons for that. But at the same time, anything that I can get out of Google's closed source and into the open source makes me happy.
So speaking about I/O, like, what's like the craziest thing that you've seen or heard here at I/O?
So it kind of goes along with the M release, and I was fishing through some of the documentation, and I noticed that in the previous release of Android, they had deprecated all of the Apache HTTP, which makes sense that for a number of versions they've been saying, please don't use this.
Yeah.
But the thing that shocked me is in Android M, they went straight from deprecation to removal. The entire Android HTTP stack is gone from the M APIs.
Which could be a good thing, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the right move, and it makes sense. But as far as I know, that is the only deprecated API that has ever gone to the point of actually getting pulled.
Right.
And they did it in one version.
Nice.
Ripped out the entire set of packages.
Yeah.
So that struck me as really strange. There must have been a really, really significant reason why they said, okay, we're gonna do this right away.
I would have loved to be in that conversation that happened at Google, right?
Yeah, nope, absolutely.
You're gonna do it.
Yeah, and it's weird because I mean it does still work.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a, like, it's not going to break your legacy app or anything like that. But if you move forward and try to do that, it's just not even going to compile.
Makes
so
sense.
Very interesting.
Cool. And the last and probably the most important question: when you use Android Studio, are you a dark or light theme person?
Dark theme.
Dark theme?
For sure.
Okay.
I work a lot at night in bed with my wife sleeping next to me. And if my screen is white and bright, she calls me the glowworm. She says she can't sleep. So anything that I can do to darken the screen usually makes me more productive and her more happy.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time. If our listeners want to reach out to you and see like the work that you've pushed out for the community, like what are the best places they can
Sure.
do that?
So I'm on Twitter quite a bit. My handle is @DevonWired. I'm also on Google Plus. Dave Smith was apparently taken, so my plus handle is Dave Smith Dev.
Okay.
Maybe there's more than one Dave Smith in the world.
More descriptive as well.
Exactly. And you know, all of the videos that I've done and tutorials are going to be on our website, newcircle.com.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Corey Ladislaw. I currently work at Capital One. I am at the moment a manager of a sprint team of Android developers, but I'm also the interim QE lead, so I'm running the entire QE organization.
So what's the most exciting announcement you thought Google made at I/O this time?
So a lot of it was interesting. I'm really interested in the developing nations. I basically want to disappear to the third world and help everybody, you know, bring up their tech acumen. So anything in the ATAP program was really cool. All the fabrics, all the, well, Project Aria, of course, as well, like plug and play bits of a phone. Also, it didn't sound very sexy in the talk, but the offlining of video content for YouTube, just making everything faster and working better for lower-powered phones.
Nice. Were there any announcement, or like was there a single announcement that you were hoping Google would make at I/O that they didn't?
I was hoping to hear something about Glass 2 because I spent a bunch of money on Glass 1, and I don't know where that's going to go. Okay. There's too much social friction, though, for that. Right. Basically, I wore it for a month, and people just ask me questions constantly. Okay. The only use case that's valuable for me is taking pictures at events, and then also people come talk to me if I'm wearing one because I look weird.
Okay. So, assuming Google shipped this like weird update, right, like sort of a deserted island update where essentially they say you can install only 3 apps on your phone, which 3 apps would you pick?
So Chrome's kind of cheating, but it gives me access to basically any app I can't have installed if they have a mobile web version. Okay. So that's one. Twitter, because I'm pretty involved on Twitter and like to share content and meet people. And then I guess a camera too, because I probably wouldn't have a camera with me on this deserted island.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, cool. Speaking more about development, if you were building a brand new app and you were allowed to pull in only 3 external dependencies, assuming the support library, you get all that for free, what are the 3 dependencies that you would pick?
So I'd start with RoboElectric because I'm into TDD, and that's basically required. One day, hopefully, Android will truly support it. Not right now. They're getting there. Let's see. I guess it really depends on your use case. So there's a lot of different things I would pull in for different reasons. But if I was doing an imaging app, I guess it would be Picasa. Basically, anything that fits my use case will be the answer for number 3.
Okay. If Google came to you and said, like, hey, Corey, we have given you complete power, you can change one thing in Android, what would that one thing be?
Testing support, unit testing,
good
TDD.
Choice.
Yeah,
good choice.
I am so frustrated with it. I wrote a book. Nobody should have to read or write a book to figure out how to integrate a tool that lets you test while you're writing apps. It's ridiculous.
All right, cool. So, this is your second I/O, I believe.
Yes.
So, in both of the I/Os, like, did you meet any cool people? Who are the coolest people you've met so far?
So I'm also a GDG organizer for Philadelphia. So, like, there's the GDG Global Summit the 2 days before I/O and then the I/O. So, I mean, actually, there's tons of people. This year's kind of crazy because it's basically everyone I've ever met at a conference ever or on social media is here.
Nice.
So I feel like every 5 feet I'm running into someone I know or have met on the internet. So no one specific person, but there's a lot of great people here.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, so what's the craziest thing that you've seen or, like, heard or you've seen someone do at I/O?
So the ATAP talk this morning was pretty awesome.
Okay.
So they went through capacitive fabrics.
Yeah.
Using your fingers with radar is
okay.
Basically how to control your wearable device. So that was pretty awesome. And then they now have a story development kit, and then they show this, like, interactive video that took up the whole room and you didn't know exactly where to watch it. It was pretty cool. And then also obviously the Aura. I really like the plug and play mobile device.
Okay. Cool. So crazy good. That's good.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay. And this is probably the most important question that I ask everyone. You use Android Studio, so are you a dark or a light theme person?
So I'm currently in light theme, but I like Darkula better.
Oh.
I just haven't switched it over on my work computer, but my home computer is Darkula, so I've got both at the moment.
What? Okay.
But my terminal is black.
Okay.
With green text.
You know, I had the same feeling. I mean, I've always been a big proponent of the dark theme, but I've recently switched to the light theme and I'm exploring and I actually like it. So yeah. Cool. Thank you so much, Corey, for your time. If our listeners want to reach out to you, or if
basically we want to find out like the cool stuff about your book, where is the best place we can do that?
Cool. So I have a website, corylattislaw.com. Also, I'm on Twitter, so you can interact with me there. I'm on all the social networks, but that's a good starting point.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time. Have a good I.O.
Thanks.
I'm Chet Haas. I work on the Android team at Google.
Nice. So what many people don't know is you're an accomplished author and a marginally decent developer, but more importantly, a very good author. So can you tell us what the name of your last book was?
The last book, on its way to becoming a bestseller, I'm sure, is called Round and Holy, An Homage to Donuts.
Nice.
It's a book of poems to and about donuts.
Excellent. Is it a read I can take like on the flight or something? Is it like a pleasant read?
I think so. It's meant to occupy your time for a long time. So you could certainly take it on the plane to read, but you may not, you know, finish it on that flight or the next flight. I think it'll take you probably through your waning years.
Okay. Perfect. So if Tor Norby came in and walked in on us right now, what would you say?
I would say, hi, Tor.
Okay. And he would be cool with that?
Well, he probably wouldn't recognize me, but I recognize him. I'm a big fan.
Oh, okay. Excellent. So we've noticed that Romain Guy isn't around here. What did you tell Romain Guy? It was your fault. It was clearly your fault. So what did you tell him?
It was kind of a coup, actually. It was sort of a bloodless coup,
okay.
So that I could, you know, take over more responsibility of the things that he was doing before.
Okay.
It was kind of a combination of a coup and sort of an uncomfortable and awkward personality conflict. I mean, I think it's pretty clear from anybody that's seen us in the past years how uncomfortable we are in each other's presence.
Okay.
It's come so close to fisticuffs on so many occasions.
Okay, cool. And these are all standard questions I've been asking all our developers. And this is basically the last question. It's the exact same question. I kid you not. I've been asking these questions to everyone else. How many times have you been mistaken for Anderson Cooper?
By Anderson Cooper's mother, only a couple of times.
Okay.
By everyone else, not as frequently.
Okay. Thank you so much, Chet.
My name is Chuki Chen, and surprise, I'm an Android developer. And right now, I'm freelancing, meaning that I go to different companies, and I usually build the version 1 of the Android app for them. And so far, the trend is startups, they will have an iOS app, and then the users bang on the door, I really want an Android version, and then they scramble to find someone to do it, and I raise my hand, and then they bring me in. So that's what I've been doing so far in the past 2-3 years.
Yeah. Many Android developers have had that story, so like, we feel you completely. Okay,
yeah.
So what's the most exciting announcement you've heard in this I/O so far that Google have made?
It's actually not Android, something else. I don't know. This morning, there was this talk from the ATAP team, and it's just so futuristic what they're doing. The thing that really, really impressed me was that they are using laser to detect finger gestures. So it's a little bit hard to explain in audio, but imagine you put your thumb on your index finger and you slide it left and right, and that is how you control a slider on your watch. So instead of fumbling on the watch, you actually get that feedback from your index finger of your thumb doing stuff to it, and it's really precise, at least the demo they were showing. They were also having some other gesture like pinching and things like that, and it just blew my mind. I mean, first of all, who come up with the idea of using radar for that, and then how do you make a radar so small that you can use as a wearable? Just everything put together, and it's just very exciting. I have no idea how practical these things are, but I feel like we need people imagining things and trying them now, and that's just really inspirational.
I love how like this time when they meant wearable, like they actually literally meant wearable, like it's actually like suits
fabric
and clothes.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Is there any announcement you were hoping Google would have made in this I/O but they didn't land up making?
That's a good question. I've been just so kind of crazily running around, seeing what's there.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest, I don't remember if there was something that I was really like, holding my breath for.
Okay.
I just kept breathing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. So this is like more of like a question about like you and your preference in the apps. If Google shipped this crazy update that basically like said you're allowed to install only 3 apps on your phone, like you can pick only 3 apps to be installed on your phone, which 3 apps would you pick?
3. That's tricky. Because I'm thinking the apps that I use the most, which are communication apps.
Okay.
And since I work with clients, I have so many of them. They're just like, they each prefer their own method of communication. Right. I mean, I guess Gmail will be the one thing I will be using because I can turn on notification for all of them so that at least they email me and then I can, if I like, see an emergency, I will... Is phone an app? Because I want my phone to be able to make phone calls.
Yeah, okay.
Right, so I don't want that to be an app. I want it to be a freebie.
Okay, okay.
Right, because I get the email, and if I need to get back to them, probably the best will be call them up.
Okay.
And then now I'm like, okay, should I spend my quota on something fun, or should I spend quota on something that's... I would say maps, actually.
Maps? Okay.
Yeah, because... It's very basic stuff, but if you constrain me that much, I do not want to get lost, and I think maps will be... something that's also important. So I guess phone, maps, and Gmail. A bit boring, but essential.
No. I mean, people who know me know, like, my sense of direction is terrible. Like, even if I have to, like, drive home, sometimes I need maps.
I know how to drive home. Yeah. But, yeah.
If you were building a new Android application, and you were allowed only 3 dependencies in your application, right, which 3 dependencies would you use? Assuming you get, like, the support library, all those for free, what are 3 external libraries that you would pick?
I sense a theme here. You really like this. Constrain yourself down to 3 things.
Yeah. That's how you like draw out the best, right?
Well, I don't know if maybe slightly less boring, but RetroFit, if I'm talking to the server, just because it's such a tight package of things that I need, right? Because things come down the wire, then you have to translate it into POJO. It's like, it does that already. Yeah. So that's a no-brainer. The rest, it really depends on like what I'm building.
Okay.
I mean, so far, I don't really have any blanket thing that it's like RetroFit. Okay, yeah, I'm pretty sure whatever I build, I'll need the internet.
Okay.
So I'll use RetroFit for the internet.
Okay.
Does Espresso count?
Yeah, sure.
Is that a library?
Yeah, Espresso would be a library, I guess.
Okay.
Although it does come with the support test.
Exactly.
So, for free, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I like using that just because sometimes when I work with a team, like their server may not be ready, so like Espresso allow me to test things in a way that is independent of the outside. It's not necessarily Espresso, but like I can test the UI repeatedly and with mock data, and that gives me a lot of confidence in my apps.
Okay.
But that's I guess that's come with the support library. Maybe I should just turn the question back to you for some inspiration.
Okay.
So tell me even more constrained. One library, but not RetroFit
that you will
use. Not RxJava. That's
come on.
I knew you would say that. So I want to constrain you way more.
I had my answer like ready. I'm like,
I saw that coming. I saw that coming. Not RxJava, not RetroFit.
Okay.
See, it's hard.
Well, I mean, so I work... It is hard. I mean, that's why it's like convenient to ask other people the question. I mean, so I work in a wedding app. So because of that, I have to deal a lot with images.
Okay.
So I would pick a good image library. So like... Picasso would be a very good start for me. So I would.
All right, that's a good answer. I totally just like I don't want to answer this question.
So
I'm so politician. I'm like, why don't you answer the question instead?
Good call. That's the first time someone has done that to me in the interview. So yeah, nice call. Then. Okay, what's the craziest thing you've either done or heard at an I/O?
Besides the touch thing I just described to you.
Craziest
thing. I was trying to. Well, first of all, what I was really impressed with was just the setup. Like the keynote setup was amazing. It was kind of like a 360 screen.
Exactly.
I don't know if it's 360. Actually, I don't know if they go all the way back.
Well, yeah.
But it's 270.
Yeah, 270.
Right? And they do it really well, just like they use that form factor really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say like it's not like mind-blowingly, oh my God, like this is going to change the world kind of thing.
Right.
But like, overall, they did a lot of good design things here. Like, a lot of tactile stuff.
Yeah,
and they had like on the second floor, there's this kind of play area
where...
This like chair that looks like cardboard put together, but then you can actually sit on it, and it is just like, so playful that it's just a joy to be around this space. So I like it's not a particular announcement because I feel like I already used that quota for the textile thing. But I think overall the ambience was really nice this time, and the screen was just amazing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so the last question, probably the most important question in all of these, you use Android Studio.
Yes.
Do you use a light theme or a dark theme?
Hey, that's a second question. I tend to use whatever that's the default because I teach a lot. I don't want to... for example, I do screencasting for... I put it on ProSizer, which is a place where you can go and watch me code, essentially, and pick up a lot of times subtle things. Like I may be typing and saying that, and now I'm going to use this function, but then you can see me do like subtle things that you pick up. So I tend to keep everything on default. So the default is light, so I just go with light so that people who are watching the video don't have the extra step to... Like when they want to translate that into their day-to-day. So I'm just boring like that.
No,
but
makes sense.
Yeah.
I know many people, like even Don, like, he does the same thing because he teaches as well and does a lot
of
stuff.
Yeah, maybe
so
it's a teaching thing.
I'm on the other end of the spectrum. I customize it like crazy. Like I have like weird things. People come and like see, they're like, are you using Android Studio?
Right.
Like, I make it
look like you
so
have
weird.
Unicorns and rainbows.
Yeah,
and
exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's got to match my like, you know, personality, right?
Right, right. Yeah, I keep that as close to... out of the box as possible. I think like I change a little bit of the key binding just because I use Linux and some of them clashes, but that's not visible. So it's not a big deal.
Thank you so much for your time. If our listeners want to basically reach out to you and like see some of the content that you've pushed, I mean, I know obviously I read your blog, you know, pretty regularly, so what's the best place that people can reach out?
Twitter is the easiest. I tend to share the link to my blog post there as well. So my Twitter handle is Chuki, that's Chiuki.
Okay, thank you so much, Chuki. Hope you have like a great IO.
All right then, bye.
Bye.
I'm Elliot Chenger. I work at Under Armour with the wearables and core SDK team, and I live in Austin, Texas.
What was like the most exciting announcement that you heard at I/O this time?
Yeah, I think for me, a lot of it was build tool related. So like that 1.3 Canary build for Android Studio, I think that's kind of the cool stuff that I'm looking forward to. And then I think aside from that, the permissions for M are really exciting.
Sounds good. Were there any announcements that you were hoping Google would make but didn't at this I/O?
Yeah, I was hoping for maybe another wear update and to see some more functionality. And as well, to be honest, I was actually really hoping for the wear on iOS to see that support come through.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that would be an interesting kind of power play on Google's part if they were able to get wear on Apple. Mm. So
interesting. Okay, so this is just like to get an idea about like the kind of apps that you use and you find interesting. Assuming Google like sort of like shipped this crazy update where they say, okay, you're allowed only 3 apps. You're allowed to install only 3 apps on your phone. Which would you pick?
That's a tough one. My wife says I have way too many apps on my phone, so I've got hundreds to pick from. Feedly, definitely. I think Feedly and Pocket are probably two of my favorites. So I'd one of those two, just so I have my reading taken care of.
Okay.
And I really like Inbox. I think it's helped me manage my email nightmare that I have. And then on top of that, can I say Wear and then I get my Wear device as well?
Yeah, sure.
Then I'll go with that because my Wear device has just become second nature to me. So
excellent. Yeah. Okay, cool. So if you were building like a new app from scratch, and this could be a wearable app as well, because I mean, I don't know too much about like Wear stuff, but totally cool. If you were to pull only 3 external dependencies, right, for your app, which would they be? Which 3 dependencies would you pull?
Man, that's another one. We use so many of the Square libraries that... so definitely, probably Dagger would be one of them.
Okay.
You know, having dependency management and dependency injection is a very awesome thing to have and helps big projects. On top of that, let's see, a couple other SDKs.
Oh, the App Compat, like the Google support stuff, they come for free.
Take them for free,
yeah.
Well, they'll just put us over the dex limit, so maybe not. No, I don't want to get too Square focused because I know that a lot of the stuff they make is amazing and definitely really helpful. But I'm trying to think of some ones that would be just kind of unique to this whole thing. I don't know. I think Stetho would be pretty cool. That's an interesting one, and probably giving them another shout out because I really liked it. But Rebound is a really cool one for doing the animation.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I think those would be two. That would be another ones that I'd want to have.
Yeah. I like Rebound a lot as well. Yeah. I think it's a very pleasant. It's a very simple sort of aspect, but it's like a very pleasant sort
it's
of animation.
Very amazing.
Yeah, cool. If there was one thing, like suppose Google came to you and said, "Hey, Elliot, we give you the complete license to change one thing about Android. What would it be?"
It would probably be in the Maps SDK. we talked about this a little bit. I think getting some more, better events from the Maps SDK would be.
Notifications only.
Yeah, understanding touch events and things like that would be, I think, the big thing that I would add.
Okay, cool. this isn't your first I/O, right? Like, so, yeah. Like, in all the I/Os, like, have you met any, like, cool people or, like, who's some, like, cool people you've met so far?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, you know, this is my third I/O, and every time I come, I meet more people. And I think it's interesting because, you know, like, we've met digitally before and then got to meet in person. So, like, one of the people that lives in my own town, but I met him for the first I.O. That I was at was, like, Brian Griffey and some people like that. But, you know, generally there's just so many people I couldn't pinpoint to one. And especially this I.O., it was really nice to just be able to talk to everybody and get to see everybody, put names to faces and stuff like that. So,
what's, like, the craziest thing that you've seen in the I.O.s that you've been here? The craziest things that you've seen or either heard being done in the I.O.s?
It's always, I think, the setup for I.O. is amazing to me. Like, the amount, the kind of pomp and circumstance, they pull out all the stops to make things look and feel very interactive. You know, like, Bob and Alice this year is just a really cool little, like, nice touch to add into, like, the whole Easter egg thing. Definitely the setups, I think they just, it's like Keynote, having that wraparound screen was really cool. Didn't understand the whale so much, but it was cool. It looked good. So
cool. So thank you so much for your time. What's the best way people can, like, sort of reach out to you, like, if they want to see, like, the stuff that you've put out?
Yeah, so best ways to kind of get in touch with me is on Twitter at @ECHENGER.
Okay.
And then otherwise they can check out my blog at omitneedlesscode.com.
Excellent. And we'll add all of those to the show notes.
Cool.
Thank you so much for your time. Have a great I/O.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm Maria Neumeier. I'm an Android developer, like probably anybody else you're talking to. But, I'm
Android
from
developers, probably in the wrong place. Yeah, I mean,
no. We're not doing that stuff.
Yeah, I know. What does
that mean? Yeah, I'm originally Austrian, but live in London. Work at CityMapper.
Is this your first I/O?
It's my fourth, actually.
Fourth? Oh, perfect. Like, we got a veteran here then. So, what did you think was, like, the coolest announcement that was made at Google I/O today?
Well, apparently I missed all the cool stuff today in the unofficial second keynote. But from the real keynote, I mean, one of the things probably most Android developers and probably also users were waiting for a long time was the app permissions. I mean, currently if you have, like, apps like Facebook that basically take everything that you have no idea what they're doing with it, and now you can actually disable that or just never give it to them. Definitely something everybody wanted for a long time, because you never wanted to add permissions to anything because it would be creepy, but it is actually not.
Makes sense. Were there any announcements that you felt they could have made possibly that wasn't, or you were hoping that Google would make?
A proper keyboard API.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, many people have been complaining about
it. I know. It's just such a pain because you have no idea when the keyboard is up, and you do want to do things like update your R slightly. Or it's a real pain to not being able to know what's the state.
Okay, so taking things in a little different direction. This is just, like, to get to know, like, your usage and, like, what kind of apps you use. Assuming Google shipped, like, this deserted island sort of update, this hypothetical sort of update where they're like, hey, you're allowed to install only 3 apps on your phone. Which 3 apps would you pick?
Hangouts to talk to people.
Okay. Excellent choice.
Is it a big island or a small island?
Oh, let's see. Let's say it's a medium size.
Medium-sized. Well, it's a deserted island, so probably nobody is there. So, Amazon to ship me things that I need.
Okay.
And food, because they do that now, so I can
virtual
survive.
Virtual food? Okay.
No, real food. Okay. Not that I actually have an Amazon app installed at the moment.
See, that's a good choice. Yeah, Amazon app, it's their problem. I mean, like, even if it's a dessert.
They need to ship it.
That's the promise.
Probably Facebook to not get bored there.
Come on, man. You just said, like, you were totally creeped out of Facebook.
Well, I still use it, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Me too. Okay, so assuming you were building, like, a brand new app from scratch, and you were allowed only 3 dependencies, right? Which 3 dependencies would you pick? Let's presume you have, like, the support library, the app compiler.
Yeah.
All that is in. 3 external dependencies. Which would you pick?
If I had to do any networking stuff retrofit because it just makes it so much easier.
Always an excellent choice.
What else? Some kind of event bus. Yeah, I currently use the GreenDAO event bus, which works well.
So okay.
I'll probably use that again. Yeah, it just makes things easier to have a proper architecture and not have listeners all over the place.
Okay.
The third one, Leak Canary.
Ah, oh, nice choice. yeah, all right. You don't want to be worrying about those memory crashes. Yeah, makes sense. Okay, if Google came to you and said, like, hey, you're allowed to change just one thing in Android, what would it be?
I would be happy if they would be a bit stricter with manufacturers, what they can do to the operating system.
Interesting. So I like how you like sort of like put a more.
They can't destroy the whole system again.
good choice.
Although they do already do that a bit more.
Okay, they've started. Just, I guess,
material design is so nice, and some companies still manage to make it horrible. Samsung, maybe?
Yeah, I know. I have a Samsung phone, so I know totally what you mean. Okay, cool. So going back to I/O, like in the last few I/Os that you've been, like who are the coolest people you've met so far?
Oof.
Nobody's cool here.
That's the thing. You meet so many people. I don't think you can choose one single person.
Great. You went the diplomatic route there. Yeah. I like it.
No, I mean, that's the greatest thing about I/O. You meet everybody and you can talk to anybody. It's people working at Google or people building great apps or libraries or whatever, things you use every day, and you can actually ask them about problems. That's the best thing about the whole conference.
And in the last few I/Os that you've been, have you heard of anything super crazy, or have you seen someone do something super crazy?
Well, we've all seen the skydiving.
Oh yeah,
with Google Glass.
That is a favorite.
I don't think otherwise like anything too crazy. Probably I'll think of something later, but
okay. Works for now. Okay, cool. And this is the last question and probably the most important question.
Okay.
You use Android Studio, obviously.
Of course.
Are you a light theme or a dark theme person?
Light theme.
Light theme?
I know.
Whoa, win.
I know, rare, probably.
Yeah.
But...
Well, actually, you know, I thought it would be rare as well. Okay. But, like, I've been getting, like, good reception on both sides.
No, I don't know. I always liked light theme. The only thing I use is Flux because I can't stand white screens at night.
Okay, thank you so much, Maria. Have a great I/O. If people want to reach out to you, what's the best way they can do that?
Twitter. My handle is Maria Neum, so N-E-U-M.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My name is Danny Roa. So I work for Foursquare, and I'm in San Francisco, and I do Android.
Okay. Yeah. So Danny, I know you love wings, and I've heard that you're the perfect person to ask to... Like, where's the best wings anyone can get here in this?
Best wings. I'd say only Asian wings. So you have to go to Seoul restaurant in Soma.
Interesting.
So that's my favorite wing place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Now we'll get to the not so important questions. Okay. So what was the most exciting announcement you thought that they made at Google I/O today?
So definitely the ones at Project ATAP. So I guess the password thing where they look at your patterns, your behavior. For me, that's gonna be, I think it's gonna be big. You know, but they don't have any timetable for that, so but I'm really looking forward to that.
Okay, cool. And on the flip side, did you think there was any announcement that you were hoping they would make but they didn't?
Maybe I guess, like, since last year, a lot of Android developers were trying to see if Google would introduce a new language to build on Android, to build Android with. So, but that's probably not going to happen in the near future. So,
Okay. So let's take it to, like, more of app usage, right? So assuming Google shipped this crazy update where they say, like, hey, you have only three, you're allowed only three apps on your phone.
Yeah.
Like, you're on this, like, deserted island, you have only three apps. Which three apps would you pick?
I would want to say Foursquare, but if I'm on a deserted island, uh-huh. I really don't have any other places to go. So I definitely want to have a compass.
Okay.
If I'm an island, I can navigate.
Okay.
I want to have
old school island navigation.
Yeah, I would. Okay. I want to have some a siren thing, okay. So that in case there are animals, then okay. I could scare them
okay,
away.
Okay.
And definitely the flashlight, so that at night I can still go and navigate the island.
But you get the flashlight now for free, right?
So yeah. True. Yeah. I'm a. So maybe
or are you like on a pre-lollipop update on this?
Yeah. In case I don't have lollipop on this phone, then I'm gonna need the flashlight app. Yeah,
okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So, assuming you're building like this new app from scratch, right? Like, what are three dependencies that you would pull? You're allowed only three dependencies.
Three dependencies.
And you get to the support library app compiler. Oh,
okay.
That comes for free.
So I'll definitely have parseler.
Okay.
So that I hate writing all those parseler code, so that I can easily just like use it for fragments. And then calligraphy, mainly because I love using custom fonts.
Okay.
And then I guess the last one would be RxJava.
Okay.
For all event stuff. Yeah.
Makes sense. I like your third choice a lot. Okay, so if Google came to you and said, "Hey, Danny, you can change one thing in Android," what would you change?
Oh, if no I pressure. Can change yeah. one thing as a developer or on
the
framework on in general,
like you can do this one thing to Android.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Ooh, it's a tough question. It's like I was hoping before with permissions, but now you're doing what I would want for
granted,
permissions.
Yeah.
So I guess that doesn't count anymore. But I guess right now, as a developer, and I'm doing something with regards to Play services, so so I guess if they would make maps available, Google Maps, even for non-Play services. So like, decouple that from Play services, and we'll be able to like add it as a dependency. Oh, yeah.
That's fair. Okay, so what's like the craziest thing that you've done or heard at I.O.?
Craziest done or heard? I guess craziest thing, I mean, it's probably not that crazy, but basically... I heard people, if you know, for Speechless, a lot of people stayed in the same room pretty much just the whole day.
Oh, yeah.
So that's pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. Last question, and the most important question. In Android Studio, are you a light or a dark theme person?
Oh, definitely dark theme. Darkula.
Okay. All the way.
Yes.
Cool. Thank you so much for your time, Danny. If people want to reach out to you, like, what's the best place they can do that and see all the stuff that you
just
do?
On Twitter, Danny Roa, DannyRoa.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you much. Have a great day.
Right. Thanks, Chris.
I'm Michael Bailey. I am an Android developer. I started doing Android development in 2010, and I've been into figuring out how to better test our Android applications.
Perfect. So, Michael, what was like the most exciting announcement that you heard here at I.O.?
I was pretty excited that they added a platform-level API for Fingerprint. It's been one of the things I've been a little bit jealous of iOS, is that they have very good Fingerprint support, so I'm definitely looking forward to devices that have Fingerprint support.
That makes a lot of sense. Is there like anything that you were hoping Google would announce, but they didn't at this I.O.?
I guess that related to that, the fingerprint support, there was no new hardware yet that has fingerprint support. So I was really hoping that there was going to be new hardware, although that was probably a long shot. But new hardware with fingerprint support would have been really nice.
Makes sense. And this is just like to understand like better like your usage of apps. Assuming Google shipped this update where you were allowed to install only three applications, which three apps would you pick?
Well, I love Maps. That, you know, that's a great app which comes on most devices, I think. Probably Maps, the camera, and Twitter.
Good choices. Okay, cool. Assuming you're building like a brand new application and you are allowed to pull in only three dependencies, the Google support library, all that is in, just three external dependencies, which three would you pull in your app?
Does it include testing or not testing?
Let's include testing.
Including testing, yes. I would definitely have to pull in Espresso, which I guess technically now is part of the support library. So, that one kind of comes for free. Let's see. I've used a lot of libraries, sometimes maybe more than I should. So that's a very hard question.
I'm guilty of that.
Picasso, I think, is just if you have images in your app, you want Picasso. I would say Retrofit for certain use cases, especially if you have APIs that fit well with their model. Retrofit is a very good choice. And I would probably, the other one would probably have to be Dagger. I haven't used Dagger 2 yet, but it looks very promising. But I've been very happy with Dagger 1, which I was a little concerned when I converted from RoboJuice to Dagger, that I was losing some power, because RoboJuice had a lot of nice features, but I really haven't missed too much of RoboJuice, and it's been kind of refreshing to have, a simpler API. And if I could pick a fourth, it would definitely be, now that I think about it, it would definitely be RxJava.
Oh, yeah. So. There you go. Cool. Okay, so what's the craziest thing that you've either done or heard at an I.O.? You've been to a couple of I.O.s at this point, so what's like the craziest thing you've seen around?
Crazy.
Besides the great music being playing at the moment.
The craziest thing at an I.O. I don't know if it was particularly crazy, but it was one of the most memorable things at an I.O. I was at I.O. in 2008, and the after party had Flight of the Conchords as the entertainment.
Oh, nice.
And back in 2008, I.O. wasn't nearly as crowded as it is today. And the after party was, I don't know if it wasn't particularly well announced that year, but it actually wasn't all that well attended.
Okay.
So I was maybe 10 feet on a beanbag, nice, relaxing for the concert in front of Flight of the Conchords. So it was almost like a very small personal concert.
Wow.
Which was very cool.
That is amazing. I like that. I doubt we ever would be able to get to that kind of a situation again. Probably, you know. Okay, and the last, most important question. In Android Studio, are you a dark or light team person?
For a very long time. So I started using IntelliJ in version 2.5.
Nice.
Over 10 years ago. And so obviously there was no dark theme at that point. So I've been using light theme for a very long time, and I had tried different color schemes and different themes like Solaris or whatever that one is, Solarized.
Right.
And I every time would go back to the default light theme on IntelliJ.
Right.
But a number of my colleagues were using the dark theme, and so when we would do pairing or code sharing, I was always a little jarred by their dark theme. So mainly to get used to what a lot of my colleagues were using, recently in the past few months, I've been using dark theme. So I've converted. So for now, I'm on Darkula.
You succumbed to the peer pressure there, man.
Yes, definitely was peer pressure. Although now when I see the light theme, I definitely have in my mind that people are using some old version of IntelliJ. So I guess I'm a convert now, mainly from peer pressure of seeing my coworkers use the dark theme.
Nice. Thank you so much for your time, Michael. If people want to reach out to you, what's the best way they can do that?
I'm on Twitter. I am Yogurt Earl on Twitter.
Always love that name. Okay, thank you. I'm a great I.O.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to give a special shout out to all my fellow Android developers. I.O. was indeed amazing, but perhaps the best part of attending I.O. for me personally was just getting to meet all these amazing Android developers. They are some of the friendliest, most approachable, and helpful folks that I've gotten to meet. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Well, that wraps it up for this special episode on Google I.O. 2015. We don't have any special picks for Google I.O., as so many have been provided already this week. If you haven't checked it out yet, simply search for Google I.O. 2015 sessions, and you'll get a list of things you can watch right there in the search results. You can find the show notes for this episode at fragmentedpodcast.com/episodes/9. If you had feedback or suggestions for us, feel free to add your comments right there in the show notes. Alternatively, you can send a tweet to either Don or Kaushik via our Twitter accounts or directly to the Fragmented Podcast Twitter account at FragmentedCast. If you'd like to get in touch with me, you can reach me at Don Felker, that's DonFelker, or via my website at donfelker.com. If you'd like to get in touch with Kaushik, you can reach him at his Twitter handle at Kaushik Gopal, and that's KaushikGopal. Or you can reach him on his website at kaush.co, and that's KaushSH.co. Until next time. We'll be right back.